This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
If you love Newt Zone, then love Fletcher's World, one of the awesome regular shows on ORFM. Listen as Fletcher brings you music, chat, and segments like you've never heard before.
Kia ora everyone, and welcome to Fletcher's World Season 5, one of Newt Zone's awesome regular shows. My name is Fletcher Tillard, and I'm a Year 12 student at John McGlashan College. I love bringing my show Fletcher's World to you, but now you can go and catch my show fortnightly on Fridays at 4:30pm live on ORFM, or you can download my podcast and listen to it whenever you feel like it. This week we start again with our awesome music segment, Fletcher's Mixtape, which is where I choose a song, I then unpack it a little, and then we listen to the song. This week I've asked my resident podcaster, Jack Divers, for his music choice for this week, and he's chosen something from the Rolling Stones, so stay tuned. And then we have my exciting guest segment, The Rust Report with Jack, who's a Year 13 student here at McGlashan. Today, Jack and I are going to be chatting about forklifts, so stay tuned. And then I'll be moving on to my highlights package, the football fan segment, where I'll be having a quick look at some football highlights over the last few weeks, as per usual. And then my final segment will be Dunedin Drift, which is a fab one for locals or tourists or both. Last time I talked about an iconic landmark of Aotearoa, Larnach Castle. But what will it be for this week? I wonder. And now for my 20th exciting show for 2025, let's get into it. Welcome back to Fletcher's Mixtape, which is where I choose a song, I do some research on the background of the song, and then we unpack it a bit before listening to the song. For this week's mixtape, we're plugging it in and turning it up to 11 for one of the biggest and most iconic rock and roll anthems of all time. Now this isn't just a song, it's a stadium shaking event. We're talking about Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones. Now, this story of the song was fascinating because it was a literal total incident, a resurrection from the archives, and it wasn't written in 1981. It was actually first recorded years earlier, sometime in 1978, during the sessions for the Some Girls album. But back then, it wasn't the rocket that we know of. It was a completely different song, which was a reggae-influenced track called Never Stop. The band recorded dozens and dozens of takes, but they just couldn't get it right, and eventually they shelved it and forgot it even existed. And fast forward to 1980, the Stones needed a new album to back an upcoming tour, and instead of writing from scratch, they sent engineer Chris Kimsey into the vaults to see if there was any magic hidden on the old tapes. While digging, Kimsey stumbled across the 50-odd takes of Never Stop. Buried deep in those tapes, he found one single take where the band briefly dropped the reggae beat and played it as a straight, high-energy rocker. It was lightning in a bottle. Mick Jagger wrote new lyrics and polished it up, and Start Me Up was born. Start Me Up became the lead single for their 1981 album, Tattoo You, and was an instant global smash. But what makes this song special is that it's the definition of instant impact. From the very first second, you get the iconic stuttering guitar riff from Keith Richards in his signature open G tuning. It's one of the most recognisable riffs in music history. And then it's Charlie Watts' unmistakable drum fill then kicks in, the whole band crashes down, and Mick Jagger hits you with that pure rock and roll swagger. It became what the band's go-to concert opener for decades, and its power is so undeniable that in 1995, Microsoft famously paid millions to use it as the theme to Start Up to launch Windows 95. A song that literally says, "Start me up for a product that is literally built around the start button." Now, this isn't just a catchy tune, it's a rock and roll resurrection, a song saved from the cutting room floor to become one of the greatest anthems ever recorded. And now, with all that in mind, let's turn up and get ready to listen. This is the Rolling Stones with Start Me Up. Did you enjoy that, Jack?
Yes.
What do you like most about the song, Jack?
The beat.
The beat? Yeah, that's a great answer, Jack. Well, that's all for Fletcher's mixtape for today. I'll see you later on. Welcome back to the Rustic Report with Jack Divers. We're coming into the busiest time of the year for many of our rural and industrial sectors, with stock to be moved and orders to be filled. It's that time of the year when the yards are full and the forklifts are working overtime. But how do we know to operate them safely? Let's catch up with Jack about it. Kia ora, Jack.
Kia ora, Fisher.
Now, I see forklifts buzzing around everywhere, from the factory floor to the farmyard. Do you get to drive one, Jack?
Yes, I do.
And where do you use yours?
At my foot.
Right. Shifting boxes and loading trucks?
Made a box dipper.
Yeah, they're such essential machines, but I guess they aren't toys. They look like they could be pretty dangerous if you don't know what you're doing.
Very dangerous.
I assume you can't just hop on and start driving one.
No, your license.
The WorkSafe approved one, right? Was it very hard to get?
Yes, of course.
I looked it up. You have to find an improved trainer like Central Group or Safety in Action and complete theory and practical assessments.
How pass mark?
Yes, I heard that it's 80%. It's a bit strict. And I hear that that certificate doesn't last forever.
Oh, 30 years.
And then you have to do a refresher course to stay certified.
That, like, artificial.
So now you have your WorkSafe certificate. Does that mean you can drive the forklift anywhere? For example, down the public road between sites?
No, off only.
Ah, that's the crucial part. Your certificate only covers you for a secure area. For example, the main freight premises where you work.
Correct.
So what happens if you do need to drive on a public road?
If it doesn't.
And that's something extra that goes on your actual driver's license?
Yes, class 1 license.
Good to know. And even with all that, your WorkSafe says that your employer still has to train you for the specific machine that you're using on that specific site.
Yes, train on site.
Makes sense. So after all of that training, what's the single most important safety tip that you follow every day?
The inspection.
The inspection. Yeah, that's good. So that's like checking the machine before you even start the engine?
Every certain time.
Solid advice. Well, thank you for helping us understand the rules of the road and the factory floor. Kaki te Jack.
Take it for sure.
And now for my next segment, football fans. Alright then, here we go over the highlights from the football world over the last few weeks. In the EFL Cup, Arsenal beats Brighton 2-0 to head through to the next round. Liverpool gets smashed by Crystal Palace, beating the Reds 3-0. But Chelsea beat Wolves in a 7-goal thriller, beating them 4-3. Cardiff City pulled off a shocker against Wrexham, beating the Red Dragons 2-1. Newcastle United beat Spurs 2-1. And Newcastle United beat Spurs 2-1. In the Premier League, Arsenal beat Crystal Palace 1-0 to stay on top of the table. Aston Villa pulled off a shock against Man City, beating the Sky Blues 1-0. Tottenham beat Everton 3-0. Sunderland shocked Chelsea, beating the Blues 2-1. And Bournemouth beat Nottingham Forest 2-1. And in La Liga, it was announced a few weeks ago that the Barcelona versus Villarreal match will not be held in Miami and will be held at Villarreal's home ground instead, which is big news for the football world. But anyways, Real Madrid beat Barcelona 2-1 in what was an intense El Clasico, and Atletico Madrid beat Real Betis 2-0, Villarreal beat Valencia 2-0, and Real Sociedad beat Sevilla 2-1. Stay tuned for more football news on our next show. And now for another exciting instalment of Dunedin Drift, where I'll be taking a look at some cool spots to check out in and around Dunedin. Today we're going to be focusing on the Dunedin Public Art Gallery, which is located right in the heart of the Octagon. The gallery was founded in 1884 by W.M. Hodgkins and was the first ever public art gallery here in New Zealand. However, now, the art gallery wasn't located at the Octagon as it is today, as the gallery was originally located in what is now the Maritime Gallery in the Otago Museum, and was relocated to the Municipal Chambers from 1888 to 1890, and then back to the Otago Museum, before moving to a new purpose-designed building in Queen's Gardens in 1907. Before moving to a new purpose-designed building in 1927, until moving to where it is today in a part of the old DIC building in 1996. Over the years, the gallery has held a strong collection of historic and contemporary works by artists from Aotearoa and overseas, with the likes of Francis Hodgkins, C.F. Goldie, Ralph Hortede, Carlo Maratta, Sir Joshua Reynolds, Benvenuto Tessi, and much, much more artists. And also, the Dunedin Public Art Gallery is the only art gallery in New Zealand to hold a Monet painting in its permanent collection. And it's called La Disciple. And it was painted sometime in 1879. And now, for those that don't know, a little fact that Claude Monet was a very famous painter from France. Join us again on Dunedin Drift, where we uncover the stories behind the places that make our city special. Stay tuned for my next installment, but where will I go off to next? Well, that's my 20th show on Fletcher's World for 2025. I hope you enjoyed this week's show. First up today, I had a rock and roll anthem for Fletcher's mixtape as we went with Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones, and then we went on to the Rust Report. And this week, me and Jack chatted about all things forklifts as Jack just got his license for forklifting. And then it was on to my football fan segment where I had a look at some football news over the last 2 weeks as usual. And then finally on Dunedin Drift, I focused on another iconic landmark of Waterporty Dunedin, the Dunedin Public Art Gallery. I look forward to seeing you next time on Fletcher's World. Ka kite ono, and I'll see you later. Bye!
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.